NBC Radio News on the Hour, brought to you by the Coast to Coast Network of Midas Muffler Shops, who sell and install the world-famous Midas muffler that's guaranteed for as long as you own your car. Now here is Kenneth Banghart, NBC News.
As we've heard from Los Angeles, Kennedy appears to have gathered more than the necessary support for nomination, but supporters of Johnson and Stevenson haven't given up their drives for votes. NBC's live coverage of the convention will be resumed after this newscast. The top international story of the hour: rapidly worsening conditions in the newly independent Congo, with Belgian paratroopers fanning out over the airport at the capital city of Leopoldville to seize control from mutinous Congolese troops for the protection of whites waiting to be flown out. Belgian troops then advanced into Leopoldville itself to take over from native troops, over which the new government of the former Belgian colony has lost almost all control. And this is just in: Congolese troops fired on a convoy of Belgians headed for the Leopoldville airport tonight, wounding at least two. There was a demand that Belgian forces withdraw to their bases, which they were to hold indefinitely under the independence treaty. The Belgian ambassador threatened that Belgium might reassume command in the Congo if there is no other way to restore order. Moscow stepped into the situation with a statement charging Belgium with direct military intervention, with the support of the United States, Britain, France, and West Germany. Russia calling on the United Nations to waste no time in acting to defend the Congo. The UN Security Council meets 2.5 hours from now at the request of Belgium, which wants UN help, perhaps military aid, to restore order in the vast African Republic only 13 days old. The Congo government has asked the sister African Republic of Ghana for immediate military aid, which Ghana says it's prepared to provide. Adding to the confusion is an apparent split among officials of the Congo government on how to deal with the chaos and the secession of the Congo's wealthiest province, the mineral-rich area of Katanga, which has asked for more Belgian troops. The premier of Katanga says communists have infiltrated the central government. More news in a moment. Now a word from Midas Muffler.
Because you hate long waits, you like doing business with your Midas Muffler shop. 15 minutes is all it takes to install a new Midas muffler in your car. A muffler that's so good that Midas guarantees it in writing for as long as you own your car. That means that if the muffler ever has to be replaced, you pay nothing for the muffler itself, only a service charge. And the guarantee you get at Midas is honored at Midas muffler shops from coast to coast. At Midas, you're sure of getting just the right muffler and tailpipe for your car. And that's because Midas stocks hundreds of them. You're also sure of expert installation because Midas muffler men are exhaust system experts who specialize in installing mufflers and tailpipes only. So if you've been putting off getting a new muffler, don't wait any longer. Spend 15 minutes and get a Midas muffler at your M-I-D-A-S Midas muffler shop. To find the Midas muffler shop nearest you, look in your phone book under M for Midas mufflers. Here again is Kenneth Banghart.
And a further look of the day up to the hour. Russia asked for an urgent meeting of the UN Security Council to consider what it called a serious threat to peace by new aggressive activities of the U.S. Air Force against the Soviet Union, meaning the latest American-Russian air incident in which the Russians on July the 1st shot down a U.S. reconnaissance plane in the Arctic. Yesterday, the State Department warned the Soviet Union there would be serious consequences should its flyers shoot down another U.S. plane over international waters. It disputed the claim that the July 1st plane invaded Soviet airspace, saying it never was closer to Soviet territory than 30 miles. NBC newsman John Hlavacek reported he's being expelled from Cuba, no reason given. New York, the National League today, made it a clean sweep of this year's two All-Star games, defeating the American League 6-0. Wall Street stock prices closed moderately lower, trading moderate. That was the market today. This is Kenneth Banghart, NBC News, New York.
Look high, look low. Only Pepsi refreshes without filling.
Haven't we overlooked sociability?
Pepsi is the light refreshment. Delicious whenever you're thirsty. How's that?
Fine, Charlie. Now, how's this?
Stay young and fair and debonair. Be sociable. Have a Pepsi.
Great. And be sure to get plenty. Look for the Pepsi display at your store.
Get extra cartons now.
Right, or even a case.
Listen again on the hour for NBC Radio News, brought to you by Pepsi-Cola, the light refreshment. Wherever you are, whenever you're thirsty, refresh without filling. Be sociable. Have a Pepsi. Hear comprehensive convention coverage on NBC.